Okay, this is a session with Bob Carroll and ION, being recorded on February 18th, copyright 2017, and all rights reserved for dobsound.com. And we're starting at 1:16 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, ION.
Good afternoon.
Okay, let's see, Carolyn, in my... Where's the phone? Oh, Carolyn has to get the phone. I'm looking for my ION questions, just a second. What, ION, happened with Abelard and Heloise? Anything strange about them in history?
Well, they weren't here. That's the main thing that's strange, is that they didn't happen in this realm.
Well, how come we know about it? I'll just say, Abelard and Heloise are like the 1200s, maybe 1100s, 12th century. Pierre Abelard was known for the nominalist view, the dialectic view, not the rhetorical and grammarian. And they were priest and nun. And they had a love affair, but then they got found out and had to be separated. So they corresponded for years by letter. Then they met once years later. So that's who I'm talking about, Abelard and Heloise. So let's just go back a bit and get into that. Anything strange about them in history?
Well, they weren't here. That's the main thing that's strange, is that they didn't happen in this realm.
Well, how come we know about it?
You snuck it in your history. You drug a lot of shit with you, Bob. There's a lot of mysteries of histories that are now being refound, unfound, defound, confounded, and refounded. So, yeah.
Right. So the statues of them and the story of them, is it factual? What happened in the other realm? You say realm or other world?
Yes. Yes, both apply, because some are in between place, and then some, well, just like you have every aspect through your four quadrants, you can have the same thing in your world, same aspect. Aspect like the meat dish, you know, an aspect in gelatin.
Right. Did you say a realm as opposed to the other world? Is realm within this world?
We said both. We said both.
Right. So realm does not mean a different aspect of this world.
Correct.
Yeah, it means other worlds. You could say there are other worlds, other realms, same meaning?
Well, it can. Yeah, you can variate it or variegate it, but that's not what your really question was. But it's a great astute observation, Bob, because it actually is a difference that applies, but it won't be every single time, so we're cautious the way we handle it. But past that observation, it can be a way to disseminate the differing answers that you get from future questions, the same way you're parsing this out here. Quite brilliant of you, Bob.
Yeah, I've been thinking about lately, nobody's asking, when Ayn has been giving answers, we didn't say which Heloise that was, which Abelard it was. You know, you have to really point out that there's millions of... How many Abelard and Heloise are useful to ask about? Are there 10? Are there
30,
a million?
37.
Yeah. So did they all have the same
fate? There's a few more, but most of them died at birth.
Right. Did they all have the same fate, same story?
No, some died at birth.
Well, the ones that lived, did they go through the same? If they're in different worlds, why would they have the same?
No, they were. It's like you have to do it the same way. Now, this is a terrible observation that we're going to make, but it's one you'll understand. It's like the different Walters, the different Walter Bishops on Fringe. They're the same, but no, they're not. They have a Peter. They all do well, but not the same. They have a Gene. They all do, but no, one's ahead of something, and one is just working for somebody at the Fringe division. Do you see the difference? So, yes, it all kind of is the same, but not exactly. So, that's the answer.
Did you say a different Peter? That means penis?
No, Peter, as in Walter's son, Peter Bishop.
Oh, yeah, right. So, how many Bobs would we discuss that are relevant?
Oh, we do. All of them, except for the ones that have low T. We don't talk about those anymore.
Yeah, how many have no low T?
They keep growing. It changes. It actually,
well,
you actually, you're transdimensional. No, you're transdimensional. You're splitting. You're always splitting and dividing and splitting and dividing.
And that's transdimensional. Dimensions are a different word than realms. So is there different dimensions within one world?
Of course. Of course. That's the secret in you. It's the secret in your carbon cloud. When you start walking on the clouds, that's the secret to that. That question is the secret to that answer. How brilliant of you, Bob. You've been doing your homework. We're so proud of you.
Right. So you're saying the cloud you're building is in a different dimension, not in a different world or realm.
That's why there's space between the space, the lines and the spaces. That's what Bart keeps talking about over and over and over and over and over. The resonant interval. Yes. He's got it. He just doesn't know what he's like you. He doesn't know what he's got.
Yeah, but these different dimensions are in this world. And
empirically,
so,
yes. Empirically, yes. But that doesn't mean that you can't have slippage. So we have to be very careful how we answer it. But your answer is
slippage goes into realms and worlds.
It does, but it can shift between the two. And that's the reason we're being very careful how we answer. So later when you come back, you said, yes,
yeah.
We did, but we're giving the caveat that you can break the mold, Bob. That's why we're
all
being
right,
careful
so you,
what
you,
we turn you loose with.
All these different Bobs being created in the different dimensions, but how about the Bobs in different worlds?
Same thing.
We were saying they were different, but...
Well, they're
my
same.
Case,
they are differently the same. They're differently the same. Same. They have variation.
We know about the 12 JWs. Are they in different realms, or different dimensions, or different worlds?
They cross. Well, because of the close tight connection with us, they step them. You can have three. Sometimes you have three a night. Sometimes more.
That's
why it never tires or withers because you're trading them out. You're swapping them in and out.
Are they in different dimensions or different worlds?
Yes and yes. Yes and yes. They can take a split respite where you lose all of them and they're like gone. You've had occasions when we were gone forever or what you thought was forever. That's when they were all shifting and they were all continuing. That's why your archives keep growing even so. If you notice your archives grow even if you don't do anything, you notice.
No, I haven't noticed that. Where would we look for that? Where's our archive?
In your gallery, in the gallery.
You don't mean on Ian and Bob?
No.
Website.
We mean in the gallery.
What's that? What's the gallery?
Storage place where your stuff is. But you probably won't want to go there yet because it's got stuff that you haven't done yet, which is probably fucking up.
Right, so... what we're talking about can be played
we'll
to the public?
It. We'll open it. Of course, Bob, of course. You're the driving force. This is your world. We always yield to you, sadly. We always yield
right.
to
so
you.
Right, so when we're talking about different, if we talk about Michael from South Africa, there's different Michaels in the dimensions
Resto,
and different ones in the
Resto,
realm and different in the world. So
we
just arrived at a new complexity about talking about different JWs and different Bobs or different... Okay, I got to move it forward. Anyway, wasn't that awesome? That was new knowledge right there, I think. We'll get your response audibly later. Let's just move on here. Right there. Which JW is saying this?
Six.
What numbers? If you say go three a night, which numbers are usually... In,
it varies. It varies. Four is the sharp one, the terse one, the one that has the, what Carolyn says, the potty mouth.
All right. And what, describe the other two. Three. What's number three like?
More dismissive, like, okay, we just answers to be answering, let it go, whatever. You don't know. We don't know what you're talking about. You know, you're not worth Bob's spit, so why are we bothering with you anyway? But we have to because it's a family show and... You know, then the other one goes
what's
straight
number
into
six
Vestal,
like?
Vestal Goodman, the epitome of all of Vestal Goodman, the wonderful mess that he is.
What about, you were talking about number three, I think. I drowned you out risky, so we don't know what you transitioned. So what's number six like?
We said that's the Vestal Goodman one.
What, they just have to have Vestal Goodman?
Yeah, won't work without it.
So Eloise, Abelard and Heloise, is it important to know there were different ones? They had different outcomes. So this world where they are lonely in their monasteries and writing letters to each other, which world, is that the world I'm looking from right now?
Well, if you're interested in thousand-year-old love affairs, okay.
Did they have any children?
16.
So in the story, they're portrayed as pining away and don't see each other maybe one more time in 40 years or something. They were seeing each other all the time and having children.
Yeah, of course.
Which world was, which one couple was that? Did all the couples
this
do that?
This one. It's the essence of how conceptualism works, Bob. Because remember, it's at arousal. Conception occurs at arousal, Bob.
Right.
It's so all in medieval. It's all in medieval philosophy, Bob.
What is conceptual? Conception.
Conceptualism. Conceptualism. Yes.
And that's the point. Conceptualism refers not to mental ideas, but to the point that, and when you're arousal, you conceive. When you're aroused, you conceive, right?
Yep, that's right, and that's how they get the baby.
So how many kids did the other couples in other realms or worlds have?
Oh, it was just a total of 16. They all had 16 each.
Oh, 1-6. Now, how come they would have the same amount each world?
Because they, just like the Peter Bishop, there was all those different worlds, but each one only had one Peter Bishop.
Each one only had one Peter, but there were many worlds. Well, that's logical.
Right, so there's many Peters, but each one had 16. Abelard and Heloise each had 16.
Now, does J.W. have any children?
Yes, he has two.
Right. Now, do the other J.W.s have children?
Yes, they have two.
So the common, if there are different JWs, we find out that if they have children, they all have the same number of children. That's the new rule that you're just implying?
Well, it is by doubting that you come to investigate, Bob, and by investigating that you recognize the truth.
What? I realize that you said,
It is by doubting that you come to investigate, and by investigating that you recognize the truth.
Recognize.
Yeah.
So
that's it. Peter said that. Peter said that.
Oh, in the TV show.
His no, Abelard. You said Abelard.
Peter said that. Peter is not Abelard.
Peter. Yes, his name is Peter Abelard, Bob.
Oh, okay. All right.
You don't even know what the hell you're talking about? Why are you qualified to speak about speaking when you don't even
don't
know what
you're
talking about?
Don't worry about it. I know enough. Okay, so...
One must keep the truth in secret in order to avoid its vulgarization, Bob.
That said by Abelard?
Yeah, that's Pierre Abelard.
That's, yeah. Okay, so does Bob and Carolyn have any kids?
Yes.
But not in this world.
Yes, they do. Shannon is yours.
Yeah, but I'm talking about biological kids.
So are we.
We fathered. Beg your pardon?
We fathered. Yes, you and Carolyn both fathered them. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we did. Mothered them, whatever you want to call it. Parented them. Created to show them.
Yeah,
so you're
yeah.
saying we gave, Carolyn gave birth to Shannon?
Not the way you know it.
So our kids are Paul and Shannon.
Do.
And how many are they duplicated by the different me and Carolyn couples?
Lots.
Millions. Is lots like 1,000?
Yeah, 600 or so.
Right.
Because so you got to bring in Ophanael. You got to get Ophanael involved in there too, in most of the lower kingdoms, the medieval kingdoms of Egypt, Egypt Minor, and all of Babylon. Fuck, you were all over the place. So yeah, there's several.
And those ones are me as Ophanael.
Do.
if one doesn't transition and you just keep living here in the physical, that means you make more and more versions of yourself, more and more split offs from yourself, more other selves get done, get made?
No, you find a nice Pierre Longchamp cemetery and you lay your ass down and stop all this foolishness. But it's not the case, but you stop it from history's point of view. And when you do that, then you don't, there's no more conversation. They think you're dead. So that's how you quit that.
Right. If you don't do that, you keep having new Bobs.
Yeah,
and
you become like the queen, and then they say you're a lizard, and they say you're not real, and they say the queen is dead, and it's another one. And it's the Highlander series where there can only be one. You keep chopping people's heads off, getting their power. Then you become an immortal, and you run around and get some vampire blood in you and go vamping all over the place. And then you know, it's just a white knuckle flight, Bob. But
all right. You
keep running around. It's simple. Lay it down, hide it away, start over, just the way you've done over and over and over, even with the opening hope app, same way.
All right.
Very good. You did good on that one, Bob, though. It was a good segue. Congratulations.
Yeah. Right. Now, Angela Merkel is starting to kick refugees out of the country. Is she?
Her name is Angola. Her name is Angola, please. Angola.
Oh, I've heard you say the name Angola, and we thought you were talking about the country. So now we know we're talking about Angela Merkel.
Her actual name is, it's not Angela, it's Angola.
Oh, okay.
Roxy says it correctly.
All right. So is she kicked out? She's starting to kick out refugees. Is she trying to catch up to the right-wing politicians?
She has to. There's no room for them. There's no room for them.
Right. She has to kick them out. But what about the ones that are here? Is she going to kick all them out, too? The ones that have already been here a couple of years there in Germany?
Oh, yeah. Six days. She can't kick your ones out. Yeah, they're all going
to
go.
Your ones? What are my ones?
You were referencing the ones here in the U.S.
No. The ones in Germany, there's hundreds and thousands of them. She's kicking out some. Is she going to kick them all out?
She has to.
Yeah, and so she will be reelected if she does that.
No, she won't. It's over. She doesn't want that. She's just trying to stop the bleeding.
She doesn't want to be reelected under the new conditions of being a right-winger.
She can't be. She can't be.
Why not? Why can't she just change like she's doing now, kicking people
because
out?
Because now she's what she's going to do. She's trying to bring the Deutsche Bank mark back. She's already talking about that, Bob. That's pretty fresh news, but you have no idea what she's talking about because she's going to align with Russia to battle Islamic terrorists. Well, this is the one that she wanted all them Jew babies to come to her place, but she let them all in, and now she's ready to hook up with Vladimir Putin to run them out. It's the most incredible, messed up thing you've ever seen in your life. And let me tell you, little Nikki Haley's about to have a gizgasm.
Who's Nikki? Nikki Haley. Who's that?
Yeah, she's over at the United Nations from Greg and Jenny Land.
Oh, she appointed by Trump?
Yes, to be the UN secretary.
So what? Why is she upset about Merkel doing the right thing and kicking the refugees
out? She's not upset about that. She's upset that Chancellor Angela Merkel says that she's ready to align with Vladimir Putin to battle Islamic terrorists.
Why would Trump's secretary be up, UN secretary be upset about that?
Because it goes against everything that NATO's trying to do. It's against everything. She can't be for and against change. She can't be part of the Reform Party. She's the establishment. It's kind of like the Whigs taking over the Tories, Bob. It doesn't work like that. You can't be a Whiggy Tory or a Tory Whig. You got to be one way or the other. So now what she's really trying to do is to make this alignment. So because Deutsche Bank has fallen, now she's going to bring the Deutsche Bank marks back. That's her whole dig. She's bringing the Deutsche Bank.
Can she do that?
She's got to do something because, as we've told you clearly, Deutsche Bank has already fallen.
Right. So she'll just bring it back, and the fallen phase is no big deal. What stops it from bringing it back?
It's got to be backed by something.
Well, has she got something to back it with?
You bail her ass out, yeah, but I don't think you're going to.
I see.
You've been funny lately. Well, you've been okay, but you've been a little waspish, and we appreciate it because we unlike they, we fuck with you, so it's okay.
Is that me as Ophidel?
Yes.
So as Ophidel, I'm sitting here right here now. This body I'm in, that's Ophidel.
Most of it.
Right. So, I don't introduce myself as Ophidel, though, interacting with people, and that's
but
why.
But you don't. But you use a million other names, too. So, which one is it? Everett?
Right.
Dean? You Dobbs?
Don't need to go
Stone?
Them.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So,
well.
So,
so then why would that be a surprise?
The more I stay in the physical, the more ascended I am, the more I'm Ophidel.
The
more I act
Yes. Except for that part that was connected to Joe Dunn. That's a little different. That's a little sidebar.
Yeah, what is that part? What's that about? Is that a human guy?
It's the wicked part. There's a wicked part. There's a wicked part.
Right. So Ophidel has wicked part. Is that the one that fights the Medicis?
Yes, Cosimo de Medici. De Medici. There's an extra syllable in there, Bob. De Medici.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what does the one who's not Ophidel do?
106.
106? That's a page number?
No, that's a person. That's a number of Bobs. There's a lot more of you than we said.
So 106 of me does not do Ophidel sinister
the
or evil.
The number 106 of you does, right.
Does non-Ophidel stuff.
Well, the other stuff, you know.
Yeah, so
you're the back page. You remember back pages, the one that runs around and fixes things behind, or the one that straightens things up because they don't want the maid to see? That would be 106.
Yeah.
The rest of the Bobs don't care. They figure, well, these people are paid to clean up. Why would I care what they see or don't see or do or don't do? And then that one says, oh, no. We got to put this away. Blah, 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 blah. There you go.
All right. So do I need to keep track of all these different Ophidels?
Good Jesus God, no, Bob. You'd blow your brains out.
So these different Ophidels is our unconscious. Rather than the Freudian unconscious or McLuhan's technological unconscious.
We don't even know what. There is no conscious or unconscious. There's none of that. They're all. When you're unconscious, you're as conscious as you ever were. You record everything, every time, every way. You keep up in and out every other world, every other time. Your ridiculous little man mind is all you use to placate that information into the labyrinth to hide it where you can't see what you see. That's all this is about. It has nothing to do with that. There's nothing that is unknown. That's why we jokingly laugh and play with you when we say, all is recorded, like Roxy, who we adore.
Right. So when I bring in intention, how does that influence the interaction of the different Bobs and Ophidels?
The same way you destroyed single-handedly, made the Euro be gone. Remember when we told Sheila to get rid of her euros?
Yes.
Just like that.
Well, that's intention.
We don't know, but you took the second largest currency reserve and the second most traded currency in the world, only after the dollar, and that most highest combined value of banknotes and coins in circulation in the world, and said to hell with you, and went gone.
That was the mark?
No, that was the euro. It's
oh, the euro.
U-R-O.
So what we used to argue about, what was intention? Is it just a simple meaning right now? I intended that, and it happened.
Yeah, you did. But we didn't want to pump you up, see, because we'll get you all pissy and full of vinegar and you go around doing stupid stuff. We'd like you a little more humble, where you go, oh, I didn't mean anything, I didn't say anything, it doesn't matter, and you soften it up. We like that one sometimes more. Now, the rugged one is good, too, the one that just lays it down and just bangs it out. It's like, come here to me, you winch, and goes at it. That's one way. That's fun, too, when you're being forceful.